Welcome to the Feel Great Podcast. This is Matthew Collinson.
And this is Alan Francis. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Feel Great, everybody. My name is Matthew Collinson, and this is my great friend.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Francis with The Right Daily Habits. Even you can feel great.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Say it like you mean it.
That's right. That's part of how we have to roll now. I mean,
right?
Whew. I don't know about you, man, but I'm going through mind shifts like a mofo. I'm having so much fun.
That's awesome. And speaking of say it like you mean it, that is actually interesting. Energy shifts. You gotta be careful when you pick up on people's energy, because there are people out there that are stuck where they're stuck, and they don't want to go anywhere, and their energy shifts in the low. And I notice when I'm around those people, like, they could pull my energy down in the dumps. And so, like, you know, if I get to work, you know, I'm like, good morning. You know, I don't want people to be fake with me, like, good morning, great day. You know, I want them to be real. But if there's people at work that are, you know, or anywhere, they're like, oh, good morning. I gotta go, Jack.
Well, exactly. There's extremes to both sides of that, for sure. I kind of lie in a happy medium of that. I try to balance, but I do know that if I do get around low energy people and I can help them shift that energy up, it can help bring the entire room up or entire place up. It's interesting to play with, for sure, but you do have to kind of learn and, like, be with it and believe in it too, and really enjoy the feeling. For me, like I say, I'm always saying, like, I'm surfing with the universe, because I just, you know, I actually really love snowboarding, so maybe I should change that to snowboarding. But snowboarding with the universe doesn't sound as good as surfing with the universe. I don't know. What do you think, Alan?
I think we can make snowboarding with the universe work, actually.
All right. See if we can make that work. So I was looking around the world today, and I was thinking about all the things that people aren't feeling great about. Man, we've got all kinds of things going on around the world that are obvious issues, like, no one can stick their head in the sand kind of thing. You see it going on because, in part, thanks to the internet and social media, everything's kind of out there. So that's just the way it is. And so we have to learn how to shift each of those pieces into that feel great vibration. And that's why I'm glad we have this podcast, because we can actually launch into really great causes that are helping people to feel great, to grow out of these problems. Do you agree?
I totally agree. Yes. Yes.
All right. So some of the things that were coming up were things like the economy, right? Health, obviously, with the pandemic and everything. Hunger, like, hunger's all around the world, every place, or almost every place. That's not true, because that's the difference between, like, a lot of the different countries. Some people have solved certain problems that we could look at and be like, that's awesome. This is how they solve that. Let's do that around the world. Which I'm excited about. Then there's things like war, which we can't control what other people do. So it's really, like, one of those hard pieces that to wrap our heads around. Like, I have no idea how that can be healed, as it were, other than us all sending them, like, really good positive vibes, really good health, healing, like, just, we hope the best for you guys, and, like, send them peace. So if you're listening to this, can you send out peace to those people, because they need it more than anyone?
Send peace and listen to people. I mean, if, you know, listen. the people that are fighting, if they would just sit down, have a conversation, and listen, you know, instead of going right to, you know, what I want, get right into what I want, and they don't listen to each other.
Is part of the problem. So right after that one I wrote down, homelessness. And then you came to my mind because you went from being homeless to living in your dream state. And it's such a beautiful story in my mind. And I would love for you to share that. Would you be okay doing an interview today and maybe kind of telling us a little bit?
I would. Yes.
Awesome, yes. Man. Awesome. So I guess I should just give the floor to you and let you kind of introduce where you came from and let us know how you got there maybe, and then how you started to grow out of that.
Okay. About 20 years ago now, I really started cycling into a deep, deep depression. So bad that my parents actually grew quite concerned and invited me to come up to Washington and stay with them. And during that stay, during that process, went through the process of finding medical providers, getting treatment, starting to get on medications that would help. Got on disability for a while. Things started getting a little bit better. And then all of a sudden cycled down again. Ended up finding out that all the doctor's appointments finally figured out with diagnosed with bipolar. That's how it cycled down. Fast forward a little bit, ended up parents had to make the decision that they loved me, but the situation as it was, they couldn't help me anymore. And to keep hanging on, trying to help me, was actually probably doing more damage than good. So they had to, let me go, couldn't stay there anymore. Ended up on a bus up to Seattle with a backpack. I was actually excited about it. It was an adventure. Didn't know where I was going to end up. Scared a little bit. Didn't really know what was going to happen. Ended up in Seattle. Within a few weeks, I found a place to stay, and it was actually a work for housing organization. I stayed in their shelter for probably about a month, and then I ended up getting into their level 2 program. And what the level 2 program was work for housing. And what it was is they provided cheap housing in turn for work in their, in their organization. And work could be, staffing overnight shelter. It could be, my job was driving around to different shelters, picking up blankets, taking them to a central location to be washed and taking them back to the shelter. Also as a driver, we did some direct action, helped out. There's some tent cities up there. There's some tent cities that were in our organization. There's a sister tent city up there. And I would drive the van to take supplies, help them move. And it's through that I actually found my passion of, helping people. I mean, there I was, one step up from homelessness. I mean, I had, I had a door to close, had hot water, place to cook my meals. It was actually one of the best times in my life because I don't know. I found my passion, and I don't know why before that I didn't have my passion. I found my passion. So doing homeless advocacy, did that for a year and a half, ended up moving on from that, came back to Portland, was homeless in Portland for a little bit, and then ended up getting some housing downtown. Ended up just getting involved with some shedding light on the homeless crisis and the need for basic necessities on the street. People need a place to go to the bathroom. People need a place for hygiene. Wash your hands, brush your teeth. I got involved in a campaign that we actually took to Salem and worked on that. And some of the changes that you see in the city of Portland, in other places, are actually, we didn't get everything we wanted, but some of the small changes actually spurred from what we did. As far as mental health, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm doing advocacy for homelessness, you know, I'm loving this, you know, what can I do for the mental health? The Department of Justice was actually doing a investigation over some stuff that happened in Portland with police and people with mental health. And they actually had a hearing at the federal courthouse, and they invited anybody in the city, you know, don't have to be diagnosed with mental health. You know, anybody in the city could come, or anywhere actually, could come and testify. I'm like, cool, you know, I will go and testify. So I went and stood up and testified, and just kind of my testimony would just kind of bring in from the perspective how the police and mental health interact with each other. Like, you know, I'm trying to bring the perspective of, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, a person that's, you know, struggling with mental health, you know, if you know, a police officer comes up, you know, and they're dressed like, you know, Rambo, it's gonna put them off a little bit. And so they're not gonna respond. Okay, so in turn, you know, that response, you know, put yourself in the police officer's shoes. Okay, well, here's a police officer trying, you know, and they don't know, you know, they just see this person as, you know, this person has mental health issues, so they don't know what this person's going to do. And, you know, it could just, it, you know, turn into a bad scenario. And so from that testimony and actually others, the city of Portland actually started implementing a mental health police unit where actually they would have one dedicated, or, you know, I don't know how many officers, but one dedicated car per shift, I believe per shift. And that officer would go through several hours of specialized training. And they would ride, or they would have a mental health professional ride along. So, you know, you can imagine, you know, big city, one car. So yeah, that car would get dispatched to the crisis scene, and the situation would just turn out a lot better. There'd be more understanding on both sides. From that advocacy, I ended up getting involved in a Facebook group where we supported people with depression and bipolar, and it was just a support group where people could, you know, go in and, you know, say what's on their mind and, you know, just be supported. So I was invited to admin on that. And, you know, I just found that, you know, doing, you know, all those advocacy projects, I guess, brought me joy doing it. I was good at it because, you know, I was able to, you know, see things from, you know, other people's perspective. And so, you know, I was able to help people, you know, that are struggling in, you know, the same areas that, you know, I struggled in and still struggle to this day. I guess when you're struggling with, you break your leg, you know, you focus on that broken leg, it's not going to be good. Get you down. You put that broken leg aside and, you know, focus on the person, you know, next to you. You're going to forget about that pain from the broken leg. Because you're going to be putting, you know, most of your energy into that, into helping that other person. You're going to forget about your own problems. And so that's what I learned. That's what I got from the advocacy work. That's what I feel like our energy, you and me, our energy connected in, you know, spreading feel great vibes around the world, you know, and that's, I'm totally into that. You know, I want to spread love around the world. You know, I want to get rid of, you know, bad feelings and hate and, you know, wars. And I want to get rid of, you know, I want people to understand each other. I want people to care about each other and find joy in taking a moment away from themselves and pouring into other people. So that's kind of the road I've traveled.
One of the greatest gifts we have been given in this human experience is to collaborate with others. What happens when there is a subject we don't know about? We do research and begin to take action. To cut learning time in half, Wouldn't it be nice if there was a place to go chock full of experts? Now there is, a buffet of coaches and teachers. Click on the link in the description to join Alan and I in this community full of heart-centered people.
That's a great road. It looks like we have a guest coming in, Nikki.
Nikki.
All right. Hang on 1 second. Hey, Nikki, feel free to come on the video and share your light as well. Right now we're interviewing Alan about his homelessness and how he went from being homeless to his dream state. And he's just discussing how he loves serving people. His energy just shot up as he walked in the room. It was really funny.
So anyway, what's up, guys? Sorry I'm late. I'm like extremely late, but I made it.
That's okay.
No worries. Thanks for being here.
We're going to go for about 20 more minutes, and then I've got to go to take my daughter to school. So then we'll cut the recording there. So Alan, go ahead and continue on your journey of how you want to change the world and how you are some solutions that you're working towards.
My motto, my mantra, whatever, is helping people through the valleys, just reaching out my hand and helping people. You know, I've been there. You know, if I see someone struggling with, you know, something that I've traveled that road, or, you know, I can be of service, you know, I reach out my hand and, you know, I'm there, I'm not perfect. You know, there's days where, you know, I've got to, check myself, like, you know, wow, you know, I really should have paused and, you know, taken a moment and reached out to this person. And starts with hi. You know, anybody, you know, starts with hi, you know, start a conversation, figure out what the, you know, what the person is about, you know, what's going on with their lives, you know, good and bad. You know, I like talking to people and, you know, hearing when they're psyched up about, you know, whatever's going on, you know, they like what they do. They like their job, you know, they like, you know, whatever, you know, I also like being there, giving an ear. When people, you know, are, you know, feeling not so great. And a lot of times it helps people when they're struggling. Even if you don't have a solution or any ideas, it helps just to have someone care enough to pause for a moment and just listen and be like, hey, you know, I hear you. You know, things are going to, you know, shitty situation. You know, I agree. Things are going to be okay. You know, it's not going to last forever. Just, you know, someone taking a moment and caring for them, you know, in some way, you know, helps a lot. So
it's living with the law, the universal laws. Like when you put your two hands together, they start to get warmer. You can feel it in the palm of your hand. It's the same thing when we talk to each other and listen to each other. We raise each other's vibration just by being there.
Yep. If I walk up to somebody and punch them in the face, or I flip them off, or, you know, I call them stupid or ugly or whatever, you know, it's a ripple effect. You know, they're most likely going to go out and, you know, have the same response as someone else. You know, if I see someone in that, you know, I take a moment and, you know, I listen to them, or, you know, I shoot them a compliment, or, you know, even just a smile, you know, it's going to make them feel good, you know, and that, you know, good feeling is going to, you know, shine a light in their heart. And most likely they're going to go out and they're going to touch somebody else and make them feel good. So, yeah, that's what the ripple, that's what the energy is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. We're hoping that, you know, people that are listening to it, pause, you know, take the moment and, you know, love on others a little bit, you know, give them a moment, listen, smile, recognize them, just put good out there. Like attracts like, good attracts good.
What kind of information are you putting out there? How are you putting the information out there? Like, how are you starting to solve that piece of energy?
So when I talk to people, you know, and I share my story, social media groups, you know, that I get on, you know, I'm still in support groups. So talking to people that way, sharing my story on the podcast, I'm sharing my story through social media, just sharing my story with others. I think brings light to, you know, the possibilities that, you know, we can go through difficult times, we can, you know, come through it, and we can use those experiences to share with others and build up others. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, perfectly. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Nikki, I'd like to pull you in now if you'd like to come and speak. What we're talking about is, like, when we look around the world, there's a lot of things that obviously don't make us feel great, like the economy, health, hunger, war, homelessness, which is why we went into Alan's story there. Where do you find yourselves helping people to feel great in, like, service in order to raise the world vibration?
Like Alan said, he pretty much nailed it, you know, on the head right there about sharing your story. I think it's important to get yourself in the flow of things and actually put yourself out there. And if you go out there and you just share your knowledge with people and, you know, give other people tips that can help them. You know, for me, you know, this weekend was actually kind of a low vibrational weekend for me, and I was in a real low, like, theta mode, I guess you could say. But, you know, I think it's just surrounding yourself with those people that also connect with you on that level. If you want to, you know, basically up your game or your vibration level, whatever, then go hang out in a clubhouse room that's got, you know, positive people that are just, you know, all about, yeah, I did this and I'm going to do this. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing. Some of the stories that I hear, it's, you know, I was listening to one of the recordings last night, and the guy, I've known him for, you know, a while now, and we've actually been in a few rooms together, and I didn't know his story, though, but he started talking about his story about how he got depressed when he was, you know, he lost his son in 2016, and it was a sad story, but the way he ended it was freaking amazing. I mean, it was like, you know, he was just so positive, and, you know, that's what I think, you know, the world needs. The world needs more people to incorporate that and actually, you know, put that out there, no matter what's going on in their life, just to be light. And, you know, to me, that's amazing, to reach out to someone and help them up whenever they're having a hard time. You know, that'll raise your vibration level, you know, that'll make you feel good about yourself. So, you know, helping other people get to where they want to get to, and, you know, just being aware of other people and what they're going through as well, you know, because not a lot of people actually pay attention to that. And it's, you know, it's a lot of times it's other people that are going through more than what you're going through. So if you can be mindful of that, then not only will it get your mind off of what you're going through, but it'll also, you know, help you to help them out. So, you know, that's always good too.
You hit the nail on the head when you said that there's always other people going through more than what you're going through. I remember I was taking a walk, favorite spot, little pathway, going down the river. And I was taking a walk one day, and, you know, I was kind of feeling my feelings, you know, in kind of a little bit of a low. I saw this young guy, you know, walking. He was on crutches, and you could tell that he had a prosthetic leg, you know, and he had a shirt on, you know, that on the back of his shirt, it read, "Keep going." And I was like, man, you know, that's inspiring. He didn't give up, you know, obviously wasn't letting his you know, physical challenges stop him. You know, he was out there, you know, taking a walk, enjoying life, you know, and he touched me that day. So.
It's funny you say that. We were just talking about that. Actually, I was in a room with Nikki on that Clubhouse app that she's talking about. And it was, I'll also put a link in the description for anybody who's listening to today's episode. But like, it was about perspective and perception and how we view things. And we ended up getting a bunch of people that have disabilities coming in, talking about their disabilities and what the changes they wanted to see in the world. And it was just one beautiful story after another beautiful story. So I know exactly what you mean, Alan. It is so powerful when you hear stuff like that.
Yep, I agree. Yeah.
It definitely raises the vibration levels, you know, whenever you're down, and then you're like, oh, well, this guy's got it really bad, but not really, because he's not taking it that way. And it's really, you know, that's the whole discussion we were having, was perception. It's all about how you see things and about how you actually react to it. And you know, for me, oh man, it's just so amazing because I've done like a whole transformation and transition and within myself, and you know, to just feel light and free and happy, it's amazing. It's freaking amazing. I love it. I mean, you know, I love connecting with people and you know, helping other people find that in themselves. So yeah, it's amazing.
So what's the next steps for your plan, Alan, on how you like what's the vision that you want to see come to pass, even if it's like a decade or 20-year type vision? What would you want to see better in the world in terms of like homelessness and other things?
Would like to see homelessness eradicated. It's a journey, but it's not impossible. I heard somebody say one time several years ago, at that time, in that city at that time, as many vacant buildings and empty houses, you know, that were just sitting there at that time, you know, could, you know, house, you know, all the homeless population, you know, in that city at that time. And I was like, wow, you know, so, you know, it is possible, you know, I'd like to see that happen. You know, here, I don't really know what's available as far as, you know, help here in Arizona where I am now. I know there's a little bit. I would imagine I would like to know what's available here. I'd like to have places that, you know, were there for me. You know, I'd like to have like a work for housing opportunity for people that can go in and get help, get on their feet a little bit, and be given that opportunity to use their experiences to serve others, raise that vibrational level.
Have you gone to like walk through some of those abandoned type buildings with obvious permissions and everything like that, just to start imagining what would need to be put in there?
Haven't, but you know what? That would be a trip. That would be awesome, actually.
Well, that's possible.
Like a lot of what they had is you see like churches, you know, like, you know, you get this building, you know, you get this church building, and you know, they use the building, you know, one day a week for church service, once or twice during the week for activity, you know, meetings, activities, whatever. The rest of the time, that building is empty. How great it would be to, you know, use that, you know, a lot of churches have big cafeterias that could be used at night to, you know, let people come in and you know, sleep and, you know, get warm, you know, have a place to you know, chill out, be with other people that going through what they're going through, get a good night's sleep, and you know, go about their business the next day. I'd like to see that happen here. I'd like to get a focus group to approach some city leaders, some you know, pastors, you know, that run the churches, and you know, that'd be awesome to, you know, get something like that going here.
Now that is a feel great kind of dream, my friend. I love that. And possible. I know a great visualization expert that could help you. All right, so we're coming up where we have to stop recording here. Nikki, would you like to send out any last words to the audience on how they could feel great?
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Nice. Nice.
Love that. Thank you, Nikki. Alan, any last words for you?
You can do it. Just hang in there. Keep doing it. Keep raising that vibrational level one day at a time. Just one foot in front of the other. You can do it.
Thank you for joining Feel Great today. This is Matthew Collinson. Keep going to feel great. And this is.
Alan Francis, and remember, with the right daily habits, even you can feel great.
This is Alan Francis. We just wanted to thank you guys for being here today. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. You join us later on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye now.